Track 2. Unit 1. Listening 1. Life events.
Today on the show, we are talking about life events that affect one's identity. We have with us Dan Morgan, who interviewed over 100 people. He asked them all the same question. What was a life event that affected your self-identity? I'm wondering, Dan, did you find some common major events?
Sure. Things like getting married, graduating from school, getting a job. But I also heard examples of a defining moment that changed the direction of someone's life. Like one man who told me as a boy he always wanted to be a doctor like his uncle. Then, one day, while watching TV, he suddenly knew he wanted to be a journalist instead.
Interesting. Well, let's listen to snippets from a few interviews. Can you play us some typical examples of the kinds of things people told you?
Sure. Here's from an interview with a 25-year-old woman.
For me, a major life event that changed my self-identity was getting married. Before I got married, I felt identified as my parents' daughter, my grandparents' granddaughter, my aunt's and uncle's niece, a sister to my brothers. But the day I got married, I had a whole new identity with regard to my family. I was a wife. I had a husband. Once my marital status changed, I had a new role within the family structure inside the home, as well as socially outside the home. It was a huge change.
So she sees her new identity as both a private and a public thing. It sounds as if it really affected her sense of herself, being married.
Yeah, especially now that she is a mother with 2 children. Next, we'll hear part of an interview with a 17-year-old student.
Well, a recent major life event for me was making the swim team at my school. I'd wanted to be on the team for a couple of years. I trained hard at the pool all summer, and it paid off. I tried out for the team, and I made it. At last, I can consider myself a member of the team and call myself a school athlete.
Wow, that shows that willpower can really help us attain our goals.
That's true. This is a good example of how, if we are determined enough, our achievements can lead to a whole new identity. All right, the next interview was with another student.
Let's see. A major life event that changed my self-identity? It's gotta be the day I got my driver's license.
How so?
Simple. One day I wasn't permitted to drive on the streets, and the day I got my license, I could. Driving enabled me to go places and do things I hadn't done before. I felt like I was one step closer to being an adult and making more of my own decisions.
Where was the first place you drove?
Oh, I just drove down to the end of my street with my family. I was very nervous at first.
Yeah, I still remember how nervous I was the first time I drove.
No kidding. Speaking of the first time of doing something, my final interview is with a woman, a grandmother, who found a new hobby later in life.
I was at my grandson's school a few years ago, and the students needed help painting a sign for the school fair. I'm 66 years old and had never painted. I discovered not only was I good at it, but that I loved it. Now it's my hobby. I paint every chance I get. I never thought I'd call myself an artist at my age.
That's fantastic. It goes to show we can discover something new about our true identity at any time. Do you think that...